This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden denounces Russian President Vladimir Putin's in a forceful speech in Poland Saturday, wrapping up his four-day European trip. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In some of his strongest words, Biden called out Putin and his war against Ukraine.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
The White House denies Biden was calling for regime change. The president also said in his address outside the Royal Palace, Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia.
This battle will not be won in days or months either. We need to steel ourselves for the long fight ahead.
And he had this message for Putin.
Don't even think about moving on one single inch of NATO territory.
Because he says the U.S. would be obligated to protect its allies. I'm Julie Walker.
The northern Ukrainian city of Cherniv has been holding out against Russian forces since the early days of the invasion. But the city, located not far from the border with Belarus on the road to Ukraine's capital of Kyiv, is surrounded, and the suffering of residents who haven't been able to flee is mounting. Russia continues to pound other cities, too, with explosions ringing out Saturday near the western city of Lviv, where an estimated 200,000 Ukrainians have taken shelter. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will try to use his three-nation tour of the Middle East and North Africa to reassure wary Israelis and Arabs that the Biden administration is committed to the region's security at a time when Washington is confronting multiple foreign policy challenges. U.S. preoccupation with Russia's invasion of Ukraine and bolstering NATO's presence in Eastern Europe has fueled concerns that America's attention may be stretched thin. This is VOA News. The U.S. and Israel are committed to ensure Iran does not acquire a nuclear weapon, Secretary of State Blinken said Sunday, as the allies acknowledged differences over negotiations with Tehran. Blinken made the comments in Jerusalem alongside his Israeli counterpart, Yair Lapid, who told reporters Israel had disagreements with Washington about a possible deal to revive the 2015 nuclear accord with Tehran. Israel's government firmly opposed the terms of the 2015 deal and has said that reactivating the original deal is insufficient to curb the Iranian threat. But Blinken said when it comes to the most important element, Israel and the U.S., quote, see eye to eye, end quote. Lapid said that amid its differences with Washington, Israel remains in, quote, open and honest dialogue, end quote, with its closest ally on the Iran nuclear issue. The Saudi-led coalition launched airstrikes on Yemen Sunday, hours after Houthi rebels announced a three-day truce, with the UN chief condemning a surge in violence as the war enters its eighth year. The raids targeted Sana'a, the rebel-held capital, according to Saudi Arabian television, which tweeted, quote, the start of airstrikes on Houthi camps and strongholds in Sana'a around midnight. The attacks began shortly after the Iran-backed Houthis announced a three-day truce and offered peace talks on condition that the Saudis stop their airstrikes and blockade of Yemen and remove, quote, foreign forces, end quote. El Salvadoran lawmakers Sunday approved a state of emergency, the president of the country's legislative assembly said, after top gang leaders were arrested over a wave of bloodshed that has left dozens dead in just 2 days. The law restricts free assembly, the inviolability of correspondence and communications, and allows arrests without a warrant. The decree was approved by a large majority of lawmakers. Malta's governing Labour Party claimed victory Sunday following general elections, citing preliminary results from a vote marked by the lowest turnout in decades. Prime Minister Robert Abela said in a call with the country's PBS station that his party had won a majority without giving details. Final results are not expected until Sunday or even Monday. It remains to be seen by how much Labour has won after a lackluster campaign overshadowed by the Ukraine war and hampered by coronavirus restrictions. COVID-19 rates are plunging among migrants crossing the border from Mexico as the Biden administration faces a decision to end or extend sweeping restrictions on asylum that are aimed at limiting the virus's spread. Lower rates raise more questions about scientific grounds for a public health order. Via remote, Diane Roberts.